News. I'm John Scott. Authorities in the U.S. have arrested several people with possible Islamic ties on immigration violations. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Eight individuals from Tajikistan with suspected ties to the Islamic State group have been arrested in the United States in recent days. That's according to multiple people familiar with the matter. They say the arrests took place in New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles, and that the men were being tracked by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. They entered the country last spring and passed through the U.S. government's screening process without turning up information that would have identified them as potential terrorism-related concerns. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security issued a statement confirming the immigration-related arrests of several non-citizens, but did not detail specifics. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, the pro-business organization Job Creators Network today is releasing the 100th episode of its Main Street Matters podcast. It features a rare interview with Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus. At age 94, he's still bullish on America as an incubator for new jobs, and says that over the years, he's held a dozens of them.
There's nothing I didn't do. I put up pins in bowling alleys. I cleaned toilets. I was a waiter. I worked in the circus. I can't think of anything I didn't do. All of those things I did, I found to be fascinating and became part of my character.
Bernie Marcus calls today's 100th episode of the podcast a megaphone for small businesses. His full Main Street Matters interview is being released today by the Salem Podcast Network. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead some 42 points now. The Nasdaq adding 304. This is SRN News. Pro sports teams are divided on gay pride.
About one-third of Major League Baseball's 30 franchises have not acknowledged June as Pride Month on their social media pages. Seven NFL teams have also failed to publicly celebrate LGBT pride. All the major sports leagues officially embrace the homosexual agenda, but some are apparently keeping it on the down low, even as other major corporations have suffered backlash from customers tired of gay pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
8 in 10 Americans say religion is losing influence in the country, and many are not happy about it. A poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 80% of survey respondents see religious influence in public life declining. About half of Americans view the country's religious decline as negative. 13% say it's a positive development. 94% of respondents believe that it's important that the president leads a moral life. This is SRN News. Atlanta Police Chief Darren Sharbaum has announced the arrest of a career criminal who hijacked a public bus and took it for a wild ride on a busy Atlanta highway. SRN's Laura Winters reports.
The police chief here in Atlanta says the suspect, Joseph Greer, was riding on the bus and then shot a man before pointing the gun at the driver and hijacking the bus with 17 people on board.
Mr. Greer is a convicted felon. 19 prior arrest cycles that appear to be armed with a handgun. They use that handgun on citizens on the bus behind us.
The 39-year-old now facing more than two dozen charges. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Jerry West, who was elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame three times in a storied career as a player and executive, died this morning. He was 86. West had been nicknamed Mr. Clutch. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.